I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A place you can go, it's funny all the time. Oh my god, super nice. L.I.L. London Info Live.
Hello and welcome to the Lil Show with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. And yes, it's the return of the Aldi of Lidl. That's right. All London Dungeons Improv of London Improv Dungeons Live, the Aldi of Lidl. That's our version of Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder or whichever tabletop role playing game you like. None of us has ever played it, and we wanted to, so we just made up the rules because we don't like studying. Isn't that right?
And yeah,
down with school.
And we're back, so hopefully you heard the last episode. If not, we will give you a catch up. But first off, let's meet our players. This is a slightly different mix of people from last time, so let's just go around the circle. Who have we got here? I want you to introduce yourselves, everyone. We've got Improvessional in the house. So who are our improvisational improvisers? Yeah, let's go around. We're doing this on Facebook Live as well. I'm trying to film everyone as well. This is super complicated.
I'm Neil.
Into the mic, bro.
I'm Neil.
Neil from Improvisational.
Yo, I'm Andy. Hello.
Andy from Improvisational. And we've got two more improvisationals.
Hello, I'm Nathan.
Hey, I'm Cherry.
And Holly Mallet is here as well.
The fifth wheel.
Special guest.
Special guest star.
Holly Mallet in the his house. So yeah, she's not an improvisational, but thanks for joining us, Holly.
Oh, thanks. I'm an improv amateur.
It's your first time.
Smashed it.
Gag number one, guys.
It's your first time on the show at all.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
It's been a long time coming.
It has.
Good to have you. You're from Notflix is your current kind of gig, isn't it?
Notflix. Yeah,
amazing.
Notflix.
Amazing, making waves out there.
Making all female waves on the improv scene.
Why do you say that? Is it an all female group or something?
It is. It's an all female group. Hashtag feminism in improvision. It wasn't meant to be an all female group. It just kind of happened, but. Yeah. Keep that on the down low, she says on the radio.
But it's a great thing that it did become that. But it's not just that you... Why is it called Notflix?
Because we take the last film that you watched and improvise a full-length musical based on it, but not at all that film, because most of the time we haven't seen it.
Do you ask for, like, a synopsis?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do get a description of the
film. It's usually... a very loose synopsis.
We do that on this show. Did you get that idea from us? You guys, Improvisational, you played movies with us.
Yeah. We have.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
there's a film about
an
assassin and there was a plane and we crashed into the mayor. I remember it very
well.
Yeah.
We get a brief description of the film and then we improvise, but it's not a musical.
And that's how we avoid the copyright.
Yeah, okay, well done. You got out of it.
There
well
are
done.
A lot of lawyers who work with this show. It's very heavily guarded.
So, Holly, welcome, and Improvisational, welcome back. Very glad to have you
Thank
guys
you
back.
It's like
so fifth or sixth time back, and we were dying to carry on this story, to do this
because we're playing with dice.
D&D again.
dying.
I get it.
Oh dear.
Literally over my head.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks,
apart from Neil.
All right.
It's been a long day.
So shall we begin?
It's been a long day.
To anyone listening, he's gone bright red.
At least he was having a breakdown in the corner, but it's okay.
You get your bad ones out early. That's what I always say. It's fine. The early part of the show is the most edited part.
So that's cut that out, please.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, come he's and see not us. In we're
great. Cut out that, but keep in all this explanation.
So let's get into it, shall we?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Sorry.
Yes,
I was sipping.
It does come in.
We're all so excited.
Yeah, worms.
You're right. Might as well. I'm here now.
Previously on the Aldi of Lidl, our haphazard group of heroes met in a prison cell the morning after a raucous protest, protesting the election of King Dump, King Tonal Dump, won in a historic election. Not only was he the king of Shamerica, but he was actually the king of the all of the United Kingdoms, because under Shobama's rule, he united all the countries together. And because everyone loved Shobama so much, everyone decided to become one kingdom, and it was the United Kingdoms. Anyway, Tonal Dump was a despised, demonic king. No one quite knew why or how he got elected. And he's dead now.
Woo!
He died. Our heroes were given a quest by the rebels, the rebel forces, a spokeswoman called Shaniqua. Horsewoman, sorry. How rude of me. A horsewoman called Shaniqua gave them the quest of defeating, killing, assassinating Tonal Dump. Our merry band of warriors were Matt Demon, the Demon Bard, Fatty Bumper, the ogre assassin, Tim, the human bin man, Frank Peaches, the prospector and prostitute from Texas, and Genoa, the cleaner. Genoa sadly gave her life heroically, however, gave her life to defeat Dump. She had a pivotal part in the defeatian of Dump.
It sounds right.
The defeatian. Phoenician defeatian. And as well as everyone else on the team, of course, Matt Demon lulled the crowds outside with his bard skills.
It was beautiful.
And but unfortunately, the one I haven't mentioned, oh no, Fatty Bumper, turned out to be a traitor. He was a loyal slave of Tonal Dump and betrayed the group, but quickly flung himself from a balcony and fell to his demise. Since defeating Tonal Dump, the heroes flew off into the horizon on their dragon and spent about a week in hiding just to get a lay of the land. And turns out the world was quite celebrational in the death of Tonal Dump. They were very happy to see him go. However, his loyal watchmen and his demonic forces have maintained a hold of the throne. Darren Dump is currently king. However, it's a transitional period. There will be a new election, and this is what's been happening in the week after the death of Dump. It's been decided there will be another election held in another week, and anyone who can make it to the capital within that time and register will be allowed to run in the election. Okay. So there's a week left for anyone who wants to be king to make their way to the capital.
Or
queen, of course. I turned your mic down because you guys were giggling, but Holly said or queen, and that's a very good point. There was almost a queen chillery, but she didn't quite make it. What else do you need to... So our heroes. You find our remaining heroes. We've got Matt Demon, Frank Peaches has left you guys.
Yes.
He lost his accent and he had to run off and find his accent. So he's not around at the moment. You guys don't know where he is. However, Matt Demon, Fatty Bumper, and Tim the Bin Man are currently in a... Not Fatty Bumper.
Fatty's dead. Ashton's quite... I sounded like I was mourning. He was a bastard. He betrayed all of us.
Yes, Fatty's dead. Do excuse me. Matt Demon and Tim are currently...
Just here.
All right.
Are currently hanging out in a tavern. Matt Demon and Tim.
Ding, ding. It's a rowdy tavern.
Are hanging out in a tavern, laying low, but then they're in a safe place. They're in Dos Angeles. They're in the town of Dos Angeles in a tavern and having a drink. And it's quite a liberal town. You feel pretty safe there. Everyone around you is quite happy that Dump is dead, but also concerned about what's going to happen next in Dos Angeles. And you're having a good time at the tavern table. Everyone's been really cool to you. And as you're chatting, someone friendly walks over and says hello.
Hello, I'm friendly, and how are you?
Hello. Well, yes, you sound very friendly.
Very friendly.
I will always introduce myself by saying I'm friendly as well. Because people know that I'm a demon and Tonal Dump was a demon. I fought against him.
You may recognise us from the paper.
I do. That's why I came over to say hi.
I'm a massive
fan.
We're meant to be laying low.
Nothing happened.
Oh, you. I can be in on the secret. That's not an issue at all. So, I feel like we should introduce ourselves because I feel like now would be a good time to team up.
You really cut straight to the point, don't you?
Friendly and straightforward.
Oh, yes.
We like it.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Yes.
Joan Valjean.
I apologise if we ruined your setup.
You don't have a brother by any chance, do you?
No.
Name's just a bit...
What do you do? How can... What?
Oh,
that was the end of my question.
Well, I'm self-employed.
Have you registered for HMRC? Do you
well,
have UTRN?
Well, I'm a self-employed thief, you see.
A thief? Quick! Tim, hide your valuables!
No, I'm not like that.
She only steals bread.
I only steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Like Robin Hood?
Absolutely.
Who?
You don't
a
know.
Good point.
Someone that we met last week.
Tim, have you been telling anyone else about those prophetical dreams you've been having? You told me about a dream you had, a man in a green hat. Stole from the rich, gave to the poor. And you told me that was his name. And I said, you're mental, stop it. Have another beer.
I should really stop hitting my head against things. Otherwise, you know, I come up with all sorts of nonsense, really.
You really are the clumsiest binman I ever met.
Guys, I came over here to be really friendly and I feel really left out. So.
Would you like to sit at our table?
Yes, please.
There is space aplenty.
Yeah, great. Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a pint.
Have a perch.
So, you're a thief, yes?
Yeah.
And you've come to team up?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have anything specific in mind?
I just thought it was really nice to make friends in a new city you don't know.
So when you say team
seems
up,
a little bit suspect.
You mean make friends?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh right. Okay.
Well, of course.
Why not?
Sorry,
why not?
Can I? I feel like this is really awful. I mean, I do know your names, but can I ask again?
Hello, I'm Matt.
My name's Tim.
Great. Hi, Matt.
And Tim.
Hi, Matt. And Tim.
The only surviving members.
Sorry, I am just going to ask, are you guys in a relationship?
Maybe one day.
Did you have another dream?
Prophesizing again. I had a dream where we walked hand in hand down the aisle.
Did you dream a dream?
I dreamt a dream, my friend. I did.
A pamphlet is thrown onto the table by one of the... by one of the staff at the tavern. And you glance down at the pamphlet and it says election night and the tavern is called... what's the tavern called? You guys are there. What's it called?
I prophesize this in a dream.
Well, I mean, it's on the sign.
Yeah, what does it say on the sign?
There's no way you need to prophesize it.
What does it say on the sign, Matt?
It says the Rusty Toad.
The Rusty Toad. Yeah, that's right. It says election night at the Rusty Toad on the pamphlet. And you look down, it says political speeches all week.
How riveting.
Campaign speeches all week, it says on it, starting at 7 p.m. nightly. And you notice on the hourglass that it's coming up to 7.
Oh my God, there's only a tiny bit of sand left.
You know what's coming next, don't you?
7.
Election nightly.
Oh, right, yes, election nightly.
I'm just going to steal this pamphlet and have a look through really quickly.
Oh, she never stops. Oh my God.
Oh my God, guys.
Yes.
It's 6:57. Yes, PM.
Right.
Yes.
You know what this means, don't you?
It's 3 minutes until it's 7.
We need to get up. And we need to run for king.
You've taken a gigantic leap.
We don't even know you.
You do. I'm Jean Baljean.
Hold on.
I thought it was Joan.
Has your name changed between...
You're stealing names now.
Ding, 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 ding. A bell rings and the landlord says, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your first political speaker for the night." And you see an old figure clamber up onto a stage. And you're a troll, right?
Troll. Are you a human troll? Hybrid.
Okay, and you see a large muscly figure standing beside the old one, kind of keeping lookout as the old one steps up to the soapbox and begins his political campaign speech.
"Ladies and gentle boats, my name is Sally Banters, and I am the oldest ent in Shamerica. Therefore, due to age, I would be a suitable new king, and I will promote equality and raise wages for everyone."
And yay! Not just you, but everyone in the entire tavern is like cheering.
Thank you.
They start going, "Surly, surly, surly, surly." And you start, and you actually, at that point, when you look around, Matt and Tim, you notice actually there have been posters the whole night up on the wall with Surly's face on it, and now you're just piecing it together. Oh, it's him! And you've heard the talk about Surly Banters in town, especially in Los Angeles. He's a much beloved figure. His speech continues.
"I had so much more to tell you, but in my age, I realized I'm not wearing any trousers. And my wooden peepee is on show for all. Excuse me while I grow a flower over it."
let me just roll the dice here. Oh, okay, yeah, so like a little buttercup kind of just droops out of it. It's not even pointing upwards, it just kind of droops downwards.
"I swear this does not usually happen. Anyway, I would like some help to get to Shamerica's capital so that I can be king, because I'm too old and feeble to get there on my own. On my own." Thank you.
Slam! Suddenly the doors get kicked in, and some smoke starts filling, some sort of smoke grenade comes flying in the door, and you see two dark demonic guards step in. You recognise them, Tim and Matt, not the individuals, but you recognise their look from the castle. You notice that's what Dump's guards look like. They're from his dark forces. So two dark forces knights storm in, and they go, one of them says, "Halt! Halt this infernal racket! We'll have no treason here! Dump is lord! Long live Darren Dump!" And they start charging towards Surly with their swords drawn.
We got...
And it's now... you. Yeah, we're in... I'm going to roll reaction to see who goes first. So everyone remember your numbers. Because this is action mode now. We're in action mode. You got a 6, Tim. Okay, remember your numbers. You got a 4.
Fuck.
You got a 9. Holly, I'm saying... no, not, I don't know your name yet, that's why. You got a hate. You got an 8. The thief, Joan Van Don. Joan got an 8 and 7 for Surly Banters. So that means who's got the highest number?
Me.
Yeah, okay, you're going first. And seeing as you're his bodyguard, that's probably appropriate. So you're going first. What do you want to do? There are two knights, dark knights, charging at the stage right now. And you are Surly's bodyguard, by the way.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I am going to try and reason with them.
Oh, boy. All right, what's your move? Have you got any skills that would help you with that?
Actually, I've got all 3 of them.
Now, this is, let me just say real quick, this is a mysterious character. We don't know who this character is yet, but we will meet her in time if she survives this encounter. or him, I don't know. What's your first move?
I'm going to blag.
What, do you have any special skills?
Blagging.
Oh, you are a blagger.
I am. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll go straight for hypnosis. That's...
Oh. Is that one of your skills?
That is one of my skills, okay. Yes. Hypnosis. I thought I'd start low.
Okay. So you want to try and hypnotise.
Yes.
And what's your method? Do you want to talk us through that?
I'm going to hold my hand out.
Uh-huh.
And look at their eyes very intensely like I am in yours right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say, chill the fuck out. Can I swear? No?
I guess it's fine.
Chill the frick out.
Okay, it's too late. You already said it.
Well.
That box is open now.
Whoops.
And how does your hypnotism work? Does it beam out of you?
Straight in their eyes, and it doesn't beam out of me. It beams into them.
Okay.
Sounds erotic.
So, let's give you a roll. So I'll say if it's one of your skills, these guys are just like low level knights. And so I'd guess over a 7, it will work in some form. Let's see what you get. Well, you got a 16. So that's pretty good. The first knight stops dead in his tracks and actually drops his sword. While the second knight is actually just a bit confused. He kind of stops running. He doesn't drop his sword, and he looks a bit confused, and he starts trying to wake his mate up. Who got the next highest number?
I think it might.
It's Joan Van Joan.
I got an 8.
Yeah, Joan Van Joan.
Yeah, I'm ready to take over.
Go ahead. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to offer him 1 of my million pounds.
A pound?
Just a pound.
What?
Yes.
To who?
To the confused man.
Oh, so not the hypnotized one, the confused one.
Yes.
Okay, so what, you're going to tap him on the shoulder or what?
Yep, he seems very confused, so I feel like if he was given some sort of pound, he would then take that and go and buy himself a can of Coke.
Please write at the top of all your sheets, 40, you've got 40 health points right now, or not at the top, wherever, but you've got 40 health points, that's your maximum health. That's your maximum health, okay? So you offer this guy a pound. Okay, you're lucky. He looks at you and he shoves you. He shoves you with one hand. Shoves you like that. Let's roll for how you react. Oh, you got a 1. So you completely go flying. He gives you a good shove with his hand. He's like, he says, fuck off. He pushes you with one hand. Says, fuck off.
We're doing this now.
And you go toppling over a table, smashing a few glasses, and then you fall off the other side of the table. And you don't lose any health, though. You're a bit bumped, but you haven't lost any health. You're all right. Nice try. Okay. And then you both got 7s.
No, I got a 6.
Okay, go ahead. So now it's Surly Banter's turn.
I take out my flag of Shemerica and try to rally some troops around me.
Yes! Very nice. What do you cry when you do that?
Shemerica, Shemerica, we all love Shemerica. Do you hear the people sing?
So, you...
It's a mix-up of multiple hit tunes.
Okay, you only rolled a 3 there. It's a very popular song. It's your campaign
song. Was that a bit
song.
Flat?
It's your campaign song. So it is a very popular song. But you look around you after you sing this, and you notice that the people in the tavern are actually quite afraid right now. They're liberals. They're not fighters, you know. And they're kind of cowering in fear and not sure what to do. The only people you see standing up are the ones, our heroes, that are with us right now. So unfortunately, your call to action didn't work for the regular customers. However, it has instilled inspiration in Matt Damon and Tim. And the thief, Joan picks herself up off the ground and looks ready for round 2. And our hypnotic troll, mysterious character, is already loyal to you, so no difference there. Next is Tim. So what's your move?
One of my items in hiding, I became friends with Ray Winston, and he gave me a 42-inch chest, which is a protective barrier. So I would like to deploy said barrier between the two henchmen and all of us, and if it goes well, then we can sneak out while they're blocked by it.
So is it a chest, like a chest of drawers?
Like a massive human
or
chest.
Your chest?
Not my chest, a 42-inch chest.
Just separate from your body?
Big protective barrier.
So it's like Ray Winston's chest?
Preferably, yeah, otherwise it don't work.
So it's like a human chest? Like a really big human chest?
It folds up into eight folds, because nothing folds more than 8.
Folds up into
I can pull it out of my pocket.
Has this chest
like a piece of paper.
Experienced battle before? Is it used and tested and
it
tried?
Is hardened.
Yeah? Okay. You got a good roll there. And do you try to encourage your allies to get behind it with you?
I do. And then while we're blocked by it, I would like to usher them out of the fire escape.
Okay. So there's only... this
it's a good
is...
thing they have them installed. He's held the safety regulations.
Safety first.
Yeah, there is
safety
a fire first, escape man. On the other side of the stage. You're right there. So you plop the chest on the stage, and you block the view of the two knights from the stage, and you usher your friends behind the chest, and everyone follows, unless anyone doesn't want to for some reason. Everyone agrees?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I follow you, Tim, to the end of the earth!
I'm slightly concerned that I'm a little bit large, but I'll just...
Yeah, you're an ent, so you're a tree.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you're a pretty big fella.
Yes, I'm not quite an oak tree, more of a silver birch.
Just okay. Dak.
But your head is popping up over the chest.
Yeah.
Everyone else is concealed. Maybe not the troll. I'm not sure how big the troll human hybrid is.
Seven feet.
Oh, you're 7 feet. Okay.
7 foot four, but I like to say 3.
Okay.
What Can a I midget? Ask a question about your chest?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, how tall is
it's
it?
It's a 42-inch chest.
Right.
Is it any wider than 42 inches?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's not that big.
It's not a very big chest.
So you kind of plop that down awkwardly on the corner of the stage.
We're going to have to get very close if we're going to be safe.
Everyone gets behind it. And the one knight who's hypnotized is now starting to be awoken by his mate. But he's not necessarily at a point of activity yet. But his mate is still busy trying to wake him up. And you're all behind the chest right now. You're pretty easy to be seen, but most of your bodies are covered from any sort of projectile weaponry.
I would like to suggest running through that fire escape.
Yeah, there's a fire escape behind you. Has anyone had a go yet? Not Matt, but does anyone want to object to that? Or
I'm quite a slow mover.
And in that vein, I have an idea.
Go ahead.
I use my enchanted nail of iron. For repeat listeners, in replace to my actual fingernail that got snapped off in Tonal Dump's neck.
Yeah.
I replaced it with enchanted nail of iron. And using it, it has the power of fire. I want to fire a fireball at the two soldiers who have broken in. So even if we are slow out due to Burly, they can't follow us because they'll be on fire.
Nice. Very cool. So that's kind of an escape action while you're escaping. Bollocks.
God. I haven't used it yet.
Fucking hell, Matt.
So you rolled a 2. You point your finger at the two knights. And what do you have to say to fire a fireball?
Shazam!
You say Shazam, and a fireball.
I thought it was cool at the time. Don't
fireball laugh. Comes off, but it is deflected by their armor. they're wearing some pretty serious, like, black steel armor, you know, with like a slit for the eyes. And unfortunately, it doesn't penetrate, but it successfully wakes up the hypnotized guy.
Oh, I did the opposite of what I was trying to do.
And you see Tim.
I'm so sorry.
You see Tim a couple of meters behind you, holding the fire door open, and saying, "Come on, guys!
Come on, guys! Fucking hell, hurry up!"
Do you guys want to start moving for the door?
Yes.
It's safe outside.
I can try to use my item.
Well, it's not your turn right now. It's the knight's turn next.
Oh, crap.
You've all had your turns. So the knights get to go next.
The exit is literally right here.
So during their turn...
The door is...
We're not sure.
During their turn, do you guys want to start making your way for the door?
Yes, please.
Or do you want to try and stay there and fight?
Yes.
Fact.
Okay. All right. So you start to turn for the door while the... freshly awoken knight. Oh boy.
We'll leave our empty chairs and empty tables.
The freshly awoken knight picks up his sword and swipes down against Ray Winston's chest and splits it in twain.
Oh, so it's 21
inch
chest now, right?
Two.
But 20 at least you've got two.
Can we then use that chest?
I might save it for later.
Not just yet. You have to go back and pick it up if you want it. You're by the door right now.
Even behind Tim, I love you too much.
And then the second knight, let's see which one of you two, how many of you are there? Okay, there's not including you, you're by the door. So the four of you, first five, second five, third five, fifth five. So the second knight, okay, he gets you. So the second knight, and he got a good roll. So he leaps over the split chests with his sword and swipes down and cleaves your exposed genitals.
Not the fucking buttercup.
You managed to do like a hip dodge. Yeah, let's roll your dodge. Yeah, you managed to do like a hip dodge. And so he just manages to chop off your junk. Including the buttercup.
Oh. It's all right, it'll grow back one day.
And that drops onto the floor. And now it's... Who was first again? Now it's the mysterious troll's turn.
Mysterious troll.
You can now... you can do a movement or an action. It's up to you.
Can I drag him?
Yeah. Who? Surly?
Surly Banters,
yeah.
My hero and idol, towards the open fire exit.
To safety. Yeah, you can. That's a good move. Nice work. You're probably the only one here who's strong enough to do that as well. So yeah, you stumble a bit, but kind of scrappily.
Yeah.
You grab the Ent and kind of turn him on his side.
Mate, whatever gets results.
You turn him on his side. And
he slips out easy without the dick.
Yeah, that's true as well. Nothing gets caught.
It's very big, you know.
And you head out the fire door. And what do you say as you're being carried off?
You are employee of the year once again. My sole employee.
Now they're out the door. But what do you want to do, Joan Van Joan?
I throw the pound that the confused guy discarded. And I say, there you go. Have it anyway. And then leave dramatically.
Wow. Okay, you rolled a 19 there. So you throw the pound and it goes into the slot where his eyes are. And it gets him right in the eye. And you see him buckle over and he goes, ow, and he grabs his face. He's like, oh, my fucking eye! Like that. So one of them is incapacitated momentarily. Well done. And then what did you do? Did you run out the door after that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say that?
Dramatically.
Yeah, that's right.
It was beautiful.
Well done. You did that. You're out the door, and there's one guard bent over, and the other one is still holding his sword. He's recovering from having split the chest in half. And I believe it's Tim's go next. And you're by the door still.
How many people are out the door by now?
So far, Joan Van Joan is safely out the door. I say safely, and so is Surly Banters and his troll friend.
So we need Matt and Joan.
No, Joan's out the door.
We just need Matt.
You and Matt.
You've done it again!
All that concussion last time's fucked me over. So I would like, because we may or may not be gay lovers, I would like to roll to hoist Matt demon over my shoulder like a fireman's lift. And,
he is pretty small.
He is pretty small. He's only 3 foot.
You can probably just pick me up.
Heterosexuals can be firemen too.
No, easy peasy.
Sweet, done.
So you want to run out the pub with him?
Safely in pocket, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, he's not quite fit in your pocket, but you get out the door and you shut the fire door behind you. You find yourself outside. It's quite a green town. There's a lot of farmland. There's a lot of like farmland around this village. It's like a small town with some like. You find yourself in a cornfield out the back of the pub, and you start moving through the corn away from the pub. As you run, you hear a big bang. You turn to see the pub explode, and the two knights leaping out of the fire and running after you.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay.
They're persistent buggers, aren't they?
And they're currently now chasing you through the field. And it looks like they're pretty adamant on chasing you.
But one of them is blind.
No.
In I thought he got a pound in his eye.
Well, no. I do believe is, I have a
pound hit him in the eye, but that doesn't blind a guy.
Yeah. As the saying goes,
pound in the eye, don't doesn't blind a guy.
But he does have a, you can hear a faint rattle as the pound kind of bounces around his helmet. He's like bouncing around
so
in his helmet.
He's mildly annoyed, but not blind.
Yeah, it's even more angry, yeah. So, does anyone want to do anything or say anything?
Yes, I do believe.
You guys can talk while you're running as well.
Do not worry, my minions. I will use minion and new
friends.
It's
very presumptive of you.
Well, you know, you're with me now.
You do this for years, and he thinks that anyone can just take your job. It's not cool.
You're employee of the year, though. Don't be pedantic now, please. I will use...
Actually, it was more semantic.
Well...
You know what?
Now you're being pedantic.
I knew it.
We'll always get there in the end.
I will use my item, Miracle Grow, to grow the field around us at an exceedingly fast rate to apprehend our pursuers.
I don't think you've understood. Matt's only 3 foot tall.
Oh, no, behind us.
Oh, that's all right, then. That's okay.
So the forest behind us will grow very fast.
But surely...
It's corn. You're in a cornfield.
You want to save that for your penis?
Corn can grow, too.
You don't want to save that for your penis?
Priorities, mate.
I'm old now. I don't really need it. I could also have illusion powder, so that can cover the penis.
Oh, fantastic news. Carry on.
Well, you're prepared.
I truly am.
I could quite easily blag my way, our way, into safety if need be. I tried to use it earlier and everybody mocked me, but you know what?
Why is this the first time? Every time. You just want to blag. I say every time.
Do you know what? I feel like everybody's first port of call should always be blagging. Hypnosis is a really intense experience for everyone involved. It's really personal. I just want to have a go at blagging. So if I... But I'm also kind of up for growing plants.
I'd also offer them a pound.
We could do a bit of both, and while you're blagging, you could take the opportunity to introduce yourself to them, because that would be very useful.
Sounds like a great... Oh.
Actually, yeah, we didn't quite catch your name.
Well, they seem pretty far behind us, so...
I don't think they can hear you. Whisper.
Let's all take a second to have a spot of dew wine.
I love Jew wine. Hold on now. What are you saying? What am I saying?
You've stopped running. You're pouring out wine now.
We're still being chased.
We're tired, though. I want to rest. Oh.
Can I try my fireball thing again?
Was it a successful pouring of vintage vino?
It was, but because of that, you see the corn behind you flatten as the two knights arrive. And they stand before you and they say... You are traitors of the realm, and you must be destroyed by any means necessary.
Can I take this moment to mysteriously blag our way out of this situation with my tremendous blagging powers, which I'm actually better at than hypnosis?
I think that's a very good idea.
You can certainly try. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Okay, so you thought that we were traitors of the realm, but it turns out that we're not. So this was all a mistake, and it's really embarrassing for everyone involved. And now we're just caught in this, like, a crop field, and it's really embarrassing. And someone blew up a tavern. So let's all just be friends and leave and pretend this never happened.
To the head.
Oh. Ow!
Oh. I thought you said you were better at that than hypnosis.
To be fair, I'm a troll. That didn't hurt that much.
You need to sharpen up on your blagging powers.
You stagger backwards at the force of this, the butt of this sword whacking you on the head. And the guy says, "Don't, we're not going to fall for your hypno trickery again." And then he holds his sword up to the Ent Banter's face and he says, "It's time to die, Banter."
Swords can't cut trees.
How big's the sword? He's quite tall.
Yeah.
It's a great sword.
Oh, my mistake, of course.
The great sword, I've heard tell.
And
the great sword.
These guys are pretty serious and they're pretty fucking angry and you can tell they're slaves and there's no, like,
well, why didn't you tell me that when I was blagging?
Well, you haven't had a good look at them until now.
So, they're right up in Sandy...
Surly Banters.
Thank you. They're right up in his grill.
Yeah.
Okay. So I whip out my ukulele, being a mystical bard.
Yes.
And as happened previously, I don't know if it works so well this time. I'm going to try and enchant them with song.
Okay.
I've just got to... It's coming. Don't worry, Sandy.
Is the intention of your enchantment going to be clear in the lyrics, or do you want to tell me what the intention is?
It'll be clear in the lyrics.
Okay.
So, why did I say that?
So Matt Demon picks up, whips out his ukulele while they're focused on Surly Banters. And begins to play.
Stop trying to kill him, please. I'd really appreciate it if you put the sword down.
Put it down.
Please stop trying to kill this man. He's actually quite nice. Wipe away that frown.
Wipe away that frown.
And although you had a pound in your eye, you seem like a really nice guy.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends. And you can come with us.
Come with
and
us.
And help us on our quest. On our quest.
Quest.
On our quest.
On our quest.
As you sing this song, the quest. Two knights link arms quest. And start to do-si-do round the corn field. And they're dancing uncontrollably. And they're going, quest! 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 As they frolic off into the distance there. And they frolic off. And you can see them frolicking away.
Frolic off, you bastards!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And and then you hear a trotting, a distant trotting.
No, could it be?
Oh, no, it's not her, is it?
Who?
Oh, I made an awful mistake last time.
I know those trots.
I know those. Oh, I would know those trots anyway. You know those trots as well?
Everyone knows those goddamn
hello!
Trots.
Shaniqua! Yeah! How are you, my darling?
I'm good. It's good to see you. I came as soon as I heard.
How have you been the past week?
It's been crazy. It's crazy. Been crazy. We've got lots to catch up. Lord Banters.
Hello, woman half-horse thing.
It's a pleasure to be in your presence once more. And of course, your faithful servant and bodyguard.
Influenza de Gargon Silt the Third.
How could I ever forget?
But people call me Grorch.
Grorch. I'll just write that down there.
That's why people call me Grorch.
Grorch, of course. What a pleasure. Oh, do you remember that time of ours in West Philadelphia?
Born and raised.
Yes, and oh, man, that time on the bowls court.
I don't like to talk about that.
Sorry to bring it up.
These two go way back.
That's why I had to move to Dos Angeles from Tres Angeles.
Grouch, Grouch, Banters, you know Matt and Tim?
Where?
I wouldn't go that far.
Not really.
We've only just met.
But they seem like lovely fellows. I can stay around if they like.
And who is this, thief amongst you?
I don't know.
You.
She keeps trying to offer me money, and I don't know why.
She does have £999,999 left.
Just that's trying to make friends. I'm just here. You're just here, you know, to know the area, really.
Are you with the kingdom or the rebellion?
No.
Oh, we really should have checked that.
Oh, we've been through this before, Shaniqua. We're all right.
I'm talking to New Face.
Well, I've just moved here. To Dos
Her
Angeles.
Name is Jean Valjean.
Oh, Jean Valjean.
Joan Valjean.
Joan, sorry.
I thought you said June Valjean. Valjean.
I'm so confused right now.
Depends on the season.
Kingdom or rebellion, Joan?
Oh, kingdom. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that does not sound positive.
No, you should not have said that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, we've made
She's
a terrible...
She's pro-dump.
Terrible.
Hold on.
I'm just trying to make friends.
Are you a dumper?
Yes.
Then I think we should dump her.
Wonderful wordplay.
Click, click, click.
And fantastic Zed snaps from the tree man.
Thank you. They were slower than usual.
At this shocking news, the group circle around Joan Valjean. And they look down on her and... and Shaniqua gives her one last chance. For real. You are a person of the Dump Kingdom?
No, I'm sorry, I got very confused.
This frivolous switching from side to side is suspicious.
Do you know what I think it is? It's like when you don't watch football and someone says, what team do you support? So you just say, Tottenham Hotspur, and then they hate Tottenham Hotspur, so you have to change your mind, just like that.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, Surly, you're so wise.
Oh, that's why I should be king.
Yes. Yes. Joan, do you believe that Surly should be king?
Absolutely.
Typical of these animorphs.
Yeah.
Always
How
changing.
You know that,
You're an animorph?
Because when we met, you were a badger, and now you're a squirrel.
It's up to me. It's nothing to do with you.
You're an animorph. That could be extremely useful. Anyway.
It's a good job that came out so naturally in conversation.
I heard... Getting set by a squirrel in a bar.
I heard the bomb... I heard the explosion from our hideout nearby. Is everybody okay? What happened?
Well, we're fine. There were a lot of people in that bar, if I remember correctly.
We may or may not have killed about 25 innocent people.
Including families and young children, but...
Their deaths are your fault?
Wait, no, I don't think it was our fault, Tim.
No, it was not our fault.
What caused the explosion?
Two people from Damp.
Ah, Dark Knights. Black Knights.
Yeah, them, yeah. Yeah, they came in and there was a ruckus and we ran away. They
might a Fakar, if you will.
They must have set off a slug bomb.
Oh, I think they might have.
Oh, no.
A classic weapon.
Well, where are they now? Are they dead? I sure hope they are. You all killed them heroically, I'm sure.
They're dancing in a field, mate.
They're not dead, they're frivolous.
They are do-si-doing like there is no tomorrow.
You let them live.
They'll probably dance until they've got no breath left, though.
And then they'll die.
We must be above the enemy.
We saw
to defeat the enemy, because we must maintain our sense of self and humanity. Or whatever else you are.
There was so much bloodshed on our last
adventure. I'm
going
to write that down.
I don't think I can do this anymore.
It's actually in her book, Gorch, and all of the wonderful things she says.
Well, you certainly are a follower of Surly, yes, but every cause needs its fighters. But either way, come, solace is to be found at the hideout. Follow me!
She ran off!
So fast!
She runs off into the corn. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Yes. Guess so.
Okay. After an epic half-hour sprint, you arrive at another one of her twig shacks in the woods. Similar setup. There's a hole in the ceiling. Apart from that, no other openings. Apart from the door, obviously. That's
did we fall through the hole?
No, there is a door.
I decided to climb the fall.
And there are six mounds of dirt for you all to sit on in a circle. And she sits down with you and says, "So you're all aware of the election next week, correct?"
Yes.
But before we go any further, I must ask: are these from IKEA?
Well, yes.
I was looking at these.
How could you tell?
Well, you know, the label, actually, left it on. But I was looking myself and I thought, oh, I want these.
Oh, they're called Mondul.
Self-assembled, eh?
Yeah.
Swedish it comes from in Mudman.
Comes in 3 million parts of specks of dirt.
Oh, that sounds quite a faff, but I like the sound of it.
Well, we might have a potential candidate in our midst.
Oh, but of course, Surly.
Oh.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, no, Surly.
We could have many potential candidates
that
in
we
our
could.
Midst.
That we could.
Everybody
Everybody's
here
a candidate.
Is a potential candidate.
We might have a revolutionary, you never know.
We should probably go with Shirley. I mean, he's already
We
got
could
the
have a revolutionary.
Who is Shirley?
Surly?
Oh, sorry. I think I misheard you.
This thief grows more and more suspicious.
I think I'm with you on that one. Just changing
I don't think we can trust her.
Jean Valjean has been drinking all that wine that I poured out earlier and nobody talked about ever since.
She saw off the whole bottle.
That explains.
She torpedo it. I was very impressed.
That explains.
But she was an elephant at the time, so... Now she's only a mouse, so she's pissed out her mind.
Yes, would you quit shifting in your shape?
It's like every second.
It's really quite confusing.
Oh my God, I can't keep up.
She smells foul.
Shaniqua lowers her hood. And
because now she's a chicken, that's why.
Shaniqua lowers her hood and you see her horse face and her face grows serious and she says, "Gentlemen and men and men
oh,
and
Shaniqua,
women.
What's happened to
people,
you?
You've covered everyone. It's fine.
You guys.
Who do you think you are?
You've become very gender specific, Shaniqua, in the last week we've last met.
I'm not a gender and I'm an animal.
I'm not going to touch she that says, one.
Touchy subject.
Heroes. We have butter week to make it to the capital.
Butter
we
week.
Love butter week.
Me
Much
too.
Better than margarine it's, week.
And it's pancake day in butter week.
Do
Did
you
know
what?
That?
Butter week is my favourite holiday and I'm so glad that we met new friends during butter week.
Let's all chant.
You're talking about butter how week,
rude,
aren't you?
How rude of me. And she pulls out a little plate with a butter on it. She takes off some slices of butter, puts it on a cracker and hands you each a cracker.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm actually Shegan.
Oh, Jesus fucking
so
Christ.
So if you have some butter-free schman cakes.
But of course. And she reaches into her pouch and she pulls out some butter-free pancakes and hands that over.
Thank you.
And you all toast your foods and eat them. And then Shaniqua says, "If we are to make Bernie king..." Surly!
Slip of the tongue, you always get that.
"We are to make Surly king... a candidate, at least. I'm sure most of the United Kingdoms would be behind such a kind, giving soul. Would you, heroes, care to join Grouch and Surly on their journey to the capital?"
I think sure. I would.
Yes.
I'm literally contracted to do so.
Don't make it seem like you don't want to be with me.
It sounds like you're a little bit bitter.
It sounds like that.
I'm crying dew tears now.
But
you're not.
But there are many layers to feelings, and if we just let them all in and deal with them, then
dangerous.
There is no kind of bitterness or anything.
Like an onion.
If Matt, you fry it.
Tim.
Hello.
All right.
Will you two come with me over here to the side of the room?
Okay, let's have a chat over here.
I don't think we've got a choice in this, Matt.
I want you to keep an eye on that
Joan Valjean.
Okay.
I'm just, not just quite one. Convinced yet.
We've got four between us.
Her skills will definitely be useful, but I'm not sure about where her loyalty lies.
Can I ask, when you say her skills, so far she's given an enemy a pound coin.
She can change form.
Oh, sorry, yes, no, I... Oh, God, she's an ocelot.
God, I wish she'd stop doing that so
it's
often.
Distracting.
Anyway, great. Good work. All right. As usual, as is custom, I must leave you with some form of gift. Anything you're in particular need of right now? Are any of you hurt?
A victory?
I could do with a pound.
I could do with a penis.
None of us are hurt, but I would like a pill of truth in case we might need it later on to discover who's...
Don't you have a bin bag that does that?
Shaniqua, you're so wise, Tim!
I think this is why I fell for you in the first instance last week.
Shaniqua pulls out from her bum bag a little box. She opens it up and she hands each of you a different coloured flower. In fact, she opens the box to you and she says, ask your soul which colour it desires and take the flower you requires. And say the colour thou shalt want as you take it out the box, you cunt.
I feel like you've got lazy since last week.
What's happened to you? Jesus Christ.
I like him better.
Her, thank you very much.
I said her.
Oh, okay.
I've just got a dodgy accent.
I heard him.
Where are you from?
Take your colours. Take your coloured flowers.
Ooh, violet, and it's violet.
Red, the blood of angry men.
I'll take the rainbow pill. Thanks very much.
I choose the white flower.
Could I go for blue?
Okay, make a note of those, guys.
At your time of most need, hold this flower in great speed and you'll find in good time something useful.
That also rhymes.
Sing!
What be your favourite mode of transport, heroes?
Well,
what rhymes with transport?
I've got that dragon I used last time. I don't know if you remember.
I think that's probably...
Surely a swift and agile way to get to the capital.
Barry was swift. He liked a good old sandwich, did our Barry?
I think considering I have super fast speed, legs.
Even better.
Totally down with that.
Even better.
I can attach you all to my belt and run very fast.
Only if you're a really large animal.
Why don't you just put this on your back?
That too.
Can I ask a question? Your anamorphing, do you have it under control? Because it's happening a lot and I worry you will transform into a mammoth, will be on your back, and then suddenly you'll be a mouse and we will certainly be crushed.
Sorry, who are you to judge her anamorphing preferences?
She's right. Thank you for sticking
this
up
This is
for
no
me.
Judgment. I'm merely asking because I fear for our lives.
No judgment, but you did turn into a woodpecker earlier. Now I have less of a shoulder than I did before.
I really don't know what you want from me.
It's a reasonable question.
Thank you, Shaniqua.
Do you have control over your powers?
I'm just practicing.
Do you need a rehab?
I have complete control. I'm just practicing.
Okay.
Different animals good in case of the need of them.
Good to know. Well, good luck, heroes.
I'm with her.
Make your way to the capital.
Thanks,
you're
Troll.
A bit late for that. But I do believe Shillery has signed up.
She's back.
She was one of the first to make it to the capital to sign up.
She survived.
I thought she was dead for some reason.
No,
what
she
about
never died.
Shm Elizabeth Doran.
Oh, she's wonderful, but I don't think she's. I don't think she's quite ready yet.
One day.
One day more.
And how our world will be! How our world will be glorious. Good luck, heroes.
Thank you, Shane.
I'm out of here.
It was.
And she storms off.
Sprayed all over my fucking
She bursts
face.
Right through the twig wall and runs off into the woods.
There was a door!
Because I'm off to help with the protests in Origmon.
Good save.
Phew, I got there just in time.
We should go register, I think.
Yeah, handy.
I think we should use those super speed legs you were talking about.
Okay, everyone on the belt.
Are we going to take the legs
Wait,
off?
What animal are you currently?
A horse.
Obviously.
Did you not see that?
Do you not know what a horse looks like, Matt?
You know what?
No, clearly.
I realise in hindsight I might have some issues.
But she's a horse mixed with a giant, so we can all fit on. She's
a horse giant.
She's right.
That's why I didn't know I could only see the legs. I'm only 3 foot!
Get on!
Don't worry, I will hoist you up.
Oh, thank you, my darling.
Always your arms in need.
All right, so it's about 4 days' travel on horseback. Super fast? Did you say? So maybe 2 days?
Yes.
I think.
I've lost so many leaves. Oh, God.
Can you even carry the ent on you? I guess you could, yeah.
Yes.
And, you guys know that it would be quicker by air. But,
Dragon.
And also, like, Barry probably misses you guys. But it's all right. It's okay. You don't need him right now.
Maybe. Well, let's give him a phone call.
You could save him for later. It's fine.
or a carrier pigeon.
Did she take us all the way?
You travel east, you jump aboard, and as promised, she doesn't change form unexpectedly throughout your travels. She does briefly, when you have a break one day, she turns into a sparrow and just takes a little fly around, stretch her wings, and then comes back you have a bit of...
oh, no.
You are crossing a mountain range. And it's a bit kind of dodgy. You're walking along the mountain, so there's like very narrow kind of paths for you to walk across. You're like, it's like cliff face kind of walking. And there's the occasional bit of rubble that topples down and you have to dodge it, think quick on your feet. And you're walking through a snowy section. And you hear some scraping and scrappling, scraping and low rumbling of growls coming from a cave to your right. And you're trying to walk past this cave and you notice some noise coming out of this cave. And ahead of you, in the direction you want to go in, there is a big pile of sticks. Because on your left... there's like loads of trees. Yeah, there's a bit of a cluster of trees on your left, but a couple of the trees have been ripped down. Like you can tell they've been like almost ripped out of the ground, and the other one has been like snapped in half.
Surly.
Mommy!
And on the ground, you can see like nail claw marks, and they've been like ripped to shreds and stuff. And so they're lying in your path on the ground. And they're in front of you. There's a cave to your right, and you can hear some grumbling and scraping coming out of there.
Can I now turn into a beaver and make some sort of shelter with sticks?
Yeah, you could if you wanted to.
I'd like to do that.
Boom.
Can't we just bypass the cave and carry on?
I feel like we should rest. I've been taking you all very far.
Can I just say that Surly has just witnessed his mother's... Surly has just witnessed his mother's dead corpse.
How insensitive of me.
I want to go back. I
know
scared.
I didn't mention it earlier, but Wait. Grorch is a half-troll, half-human hybrid, and I do not appreciate the fact that you guys keep thinking I am 100% troll.
Well, we did not know. If you'd have made
it. Couldn't you have... being able to tell by
no,
the
because
wondrous
you look like a
human
troll.
Tits.
Can I ask you? Hold on.
Go back one second.
Ask a question. I thought this was about Surly's dead mother.
And we're getting on to this.
Not who you
but
identify
I'm
as.
I'm just doing... So you're one of them. But I am... being half and half, I am an activist and motivational speaker. So I totally agree with the beaver over here.
I thought you were a bodyguard.
But I'm an activist, motivational speaker, stroke bodyguard. But I think also, if Surly is going to progress on, he needs to know that he is more than his mother. And therefore...
because she is currently just splinters on the floor.
So you can be a beaver, but also we need to talk him off that metaphorical cliff edge.
It's an actual cliff edge. I'm on an actual cliff edge. And
oh,
I will
bollocks.
Jump.
Certainly, right, you need to listen to me right now. Whatever happened to your mum, it was dreadful. But you are not your mum.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm her
Which
son.
Leads me on to my next point.
Oh, thank God there's two.
Everything that she didn't achieve, you can. Anything you want to be.
You hear a bit of a...
What's the boom?
Oh, no, he's interrupting my motivational speech.
You hear a boom come out of the cave, that's all.
Can I turn into a polar bear and check the cave?
Yes.
That's what I do.
Okay. Very good. So you turn into a polar bear and you have... you know, polar bears have like big padded feet, and so like quite gently you walk over to the cave opening, and you see inside two yetis. They're ginormous, about the size of slightly bigger than Grouch, and you know, all of you, you're well aware that yetis are fucking dangerous animals, and they're huge, and you see them, and they're in there kind of like they've got bits of wood that they're tearing apart, and they're the big boom you assume is a boulder that you see there that they just kind of picked up and dropped around. They're kind of messing about in there, messing about with stuff, trying to flirt. It's a male and a female yeti, and they're kind of flirting. That's how they flirt. They get heavy objects and destroy them. It's a show of strength kind of thing. So they're both taking turns whacking this boulder, trying to crack this boulder.
Boom. Can I turn into a yeti and befriend them?
Boom. Oh.
Well, can I suggest that they're doing their own thing and we just carry that?
You can't
on?
See this. You can't see this. It's only Joan Valjone can see this right now. She shifts into a yeti form. Walks in and you start to imitate. So you go in and you bang the boulder, yeah? Because you want to ingratiate yourself, yeah?
I've done it. Oh, I've thrown the boulder.
Boom. So you bang the boulder and they both look at you and suddenly their fur stands on end and they become very territorial and they growl at you viciously and start stepping towards you.
No need, my friends. I come in peace.
And he kicks you, and you go flying out of the cave.
Whoa, what was that?
He just full on one of them. The male rears up and just gives you a full on push kick with his leg, and you go tumbling out of the cage.
Whoa.
Still in yeti form. You guys didn't see her change into a yeti, but you see a yeti rolling out of the cage backwards and flop down on the ground.
Quick, a yeti! Somebody kill it!
Quick, call Barry! He can save us!
I told you to work on the whistle. It only counts if I'm not laughing. Hang
Tim
on, give
pulls
me a second.
His whistle out of his pocket.
I think that was how it went last time.
Yeah, perfect.
I think so. All right, Barry, me on China.
You
Barry.
Right, mate? Yeah, you all right.
And you see Barry come up from above you and swoop down.
What's up?
How's it going, mate?
Yeah.
Long time, no see. You remember
takes
Tim?
Takes a nice casual landing.
Oh, you always...
I'm sure he does remember your Uncle Matt.
All right, Matt, here it is. Here
lovely
it is,
to see you again, Barry.
All good, guys, what's going on?
So basically, we've got two new recruits, and there's a yeti in front of us.
Oh.
So one guy is going to be potential king, and we've got his his second in command.
Is that Lord Banters?
Yeah. You know Banters?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big follower, big fan of Banters.
Twitter, yeah?
Yeah, banter, mate, banter.
Retweet
banter,
him all the
banter,
time.
Sign banter, up to his mailing list here.
I was one of the first ones.
Legend.
I get a sparrow every day. Comes up and tells me what's going on.
Although that sparrow might have just been Joan.
Oh, who's,
Joan!
Who's
she's
Joan?
Still in the cave!
Oh! Joan!
Joan! What are we going to do?
They're calling out. They're calling
Joan.
Out to Joan. Joan!
Joan
can hear them.
I'm here!
Joan! The Yeti's talking!
You see the Yeti talk.
No, this is terrifying!
I don't trash Yetis.
Can I turn into a mouse?
if you like, but yeah, sure.
That's what I do.
Okay, you turn into a mouse and you do you come back towards the group?
See?
Well, that was easy.
It was Joan.
Oh, it's Joan. This is Joan.
And then two Yetis step out of the cave.
The real Yetis! And
it's the same problem, but twice.
They bang their chest and go and scream out into the sky.
Barry,
well,
what do you suggest doing right now?
They're in attack mode. It's attack mode. So everyone, we're in the same... No, there's not time for reflex checks. So we're going in the same order that we did last time. Okay, so we're in action mode now. Let me just roll to see if the Yetis roll above a 10, they're going to go first. Let's see what happens.
Yetis!
Yeah, they do. Only one of the Yetis. So one of the Yetis charges up towards... Banters. Oh, I'll roll it. Why did I randomly pick that? I'll roll it. Okay. Rolls up towards the mouse. Well, you can't really see a mouse. So goes up towards you.
All right. No, I'd just like to point out that you can definitely see a mouse, even if you're a Yeti. Find me.
But no, it's not a target. It's not really a target for them. They're going to charge at her. So one of the Yetis charges at you.
Great.
And swipes at you. Oh, no, it doesn't do very well. He swipes at you with his paw, but you block it pretty easily. Do you have any sort of... What weapons do you have, by the way?
I have a club, the traditional troll, a knuckle duster, the traditional human, and a bag of magic marbles.
So using the club, you deflect
his
strike pretty easily, and you're first to go.
So this is how I try and defeat him, or how?
Yeah, this is battle mode. You guys are battling these two Yetis.
You know what? I'm going to use my bag of magic marbles, and there's many ways that you can use them, but one of them in particular is because, as Mr. Banners pointed out, we're by a cliff edge, so I'm just going to roll those marbles as if they were normal marbles and hope that they just...
As I explained earlier, there's if you were walking in the path you were following, the cave was on your right, the woods were on your left, and I guess there's a cliff face ahead of you. So is it towards that one?
Towards that. So I'm just going to roll those magic marbles. Those magic...
Marbles, yeah.
Boomerang marbles that come back to me afterwards.
Oh, they come back, yeah. But are you trying to trip them up, make them fall? Or
what I'm trying to do is make them slide towards the cliff edge. Oh, so
you can control where the marbles go.
Yeah, so once that's why they're magic.
Okay, so...
Well, that's how they're magic.
So you throw these marbles down on the ground.
And I use my hypnosis powers to be like, go left, go right, so pick this one up.
Only one of the Yetis, they're pretty far apart right now, but you managed to get one of them, the one that tried to hit you. You throw the marbles on the ground and the Yeti finds himself standing on top of marbles, which start rolling inexplicably towards the cliff face, and the Yeti's like rah, 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 and comically trying to run backwards while he's being pulled the other way. And
I just want to say, out of respect for him, that means, oh my god, someone tell my mum.
And the Yeti's reflex is just a one, so he couldn't look more pathetic. Completely, he actually falls down and is on the ground scrambling around while the marbles are carrying him off towards the cliff.
What a cock!
And they toss him off the cliff, and then the marbles come back to you and go back into your bag.
Yep.
And now the female Yeti is furious. You've just killed her, her mate. And so who's next? Who goes after Cherry, the mouse? So you're a little mouse there, squeaking, but you can do anything you want now. It's your turn.
So I now turn into a Yeti.
Oh, nice. Back into Yeti mode.
Yep. And then I reason with the female and I say, babe. Babe, you don't need him.
Yetis don't speak English. You don't speak Yeti.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You speak Yeti and I will...
So I have a plan.
Oh, okay.
We can translate.
I'll speak Yeti.
And I have a plan. Okay. I have some Yeti pet food in my pocket.
Yeah?
And so I'm going to offer her the food as peace.
Okay. Very
I'll
nice.
I'll see what she does.
Did you always have Yeti pet food?
I have prophetic item, if so. I'm
have
very
pet
impressed.
Food.
Okay.
You say prophetic, but she isn't animal.
I feel like I might just save your life. No, so
specifically, yes.
She just wants to make friends, Matt. Leave her
I'm
be.
Sorry. I'm just impressed.
Okay. You throw pet food down on the ground. The Yeti comes to the food, instinctually begins to eat. As the Yeti eats, Surly banters in his typical friendly approach, walks up to the Yeti and gives it a certain stroke on the nape of the neck. And the Yeti audibly purrs. Everyone hears it purr.
Who's a good girl? Yes, you are.
You all gather round, noticing that you're now in safety. And you stand around the Yeti and you look around at each other and realize you've just gained a new friend. And Barry the dragon stands up and flexes his wings out and breathes a blast of flame into the air. As you all look across the landscape at the lands yet to be crossed within the next few days to make it to capital in time to sign up Surly Banters as an
how many days do we have left?
Five days. It's a long time.
To sign up Surly Banters as the next
king,
the next potential what's the fucking
candidate?
There we go.
Hail me! Hail.
Oh dear, that's.
But will our heroes succeed? Will they make it to the capital? What possible obstacles will lie in their path? Dump's demonic knights are still roaming the land, looking for banters.
But Surly, I have the best chance.
Don't call me Shirley. Join us next time. On the Lil Show, well, no, next time on the Aldi of Lidl. We're not sure when that is just yet. To find out the closing chapter of this story. Thank you very much for joining us, Improfessional.
Woo! Thank you.
Where can people find you online? Where can people find you online?
You can find us Twitter at Improfessional5, facebook.com/Improfessional5. I said it like there was another one, but I think that's all of
SoundCloud.
Great. Oh, SoundCloud.com/Improfessional5.
And Holly Mallet.
Well,
any plugs?
I'm on Twitter at Schmallet, S-H-M-A-L-L-E-T-T.
God, you really fit in here.
Yeah.
And Dr. Listney, Dean Listney, Professor Listney, thank you very much for listening. We got to go. We got to cut it short. There's another show on after us. We've got to end the show, I'm afraid. And I really wanted to see what was going to happen.
We will.
Next King time. Listen-y, tune in to find
more.
Out.
Follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show, facebook.com/The Lil Show. Find us on YouTube. We're called The Lil Show. And go to patreon.com and search for The Lil Show and support us if you want. Thanks for listening. Keep up the adventure. Fight the good fight. Lil Show out. Peace.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.